John chapter 4. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Cleisthenes, Pericles, Miltiades, Themistocles, Thucydides. Do you know any of these? Or what they did in their lives? And yet they exerted a great deal of influence on their countries, on their history of civilization. And who knows how many history books have mentioned them over the years. Of course, none of them are as famous as Jesus Christ. And you all know what he did. In chapter 3 of John's Gospel, we saw Jesus as the best teacher we will ever have. Now in chapter 4, we see him as a winner. Not of volleyball games or cross-country meets, not a winner of trophies to put in the trophy case in the hallway, but a winner of souls. He was traveling through Samaria at that time, and as we heard in Wednesday's chapel this week, the history between the Jews and the Samaritans was not one of warmth and friendship. Jesus was tired after his journey up from Judea, where the Pharisees had made his work much less than easy. Presumably, Jesus was also hungry, since his disciples had gone into town to get some food. Certainly, Jesus was alone, sitting by the well, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and she was also alone. We don't even know her name. Why was she alone? Didn't the women usually go out in the cool of the evening to get water from the well in a group? Well, yes, that was a common custom. But it appears that this Samaritan woman did not get along all that well with the women of the town. Perhaps the fact that she had already had 5 husbands and had not even bothered to marry number 6 would probably not have endeared her to the women in the town who were working hard to raise their children and keep their families together. She had pretty much burned her bridges behind her. And it is doubtful if even the men of Sychar would trust her anymore. This was the lost soul that Jesus engaged in conversation, asking her for a drink of water. Did she give the drink to him? We aren't told. We do know that even in a desert, it can bloom if it receives a little water. And that life does not long continue without water. It's that important. And Jesus used this to turn her thoughts to a higher matter. He told her that he could give her water that would satisfy her thirst once and for all. She was all for something new, always had been, but did not at first understand that he was talking about her having peace with God, the peace which passes all understanding. She needed to recognize her own constant thirst that had led her to her dissatisfaction with 5 husbands and finally dissatisfaction with God's institution of marriage. "Go, call your husband and come back." With those words, Jesus began to show the Samaritan woman her greatest need, and finally, that he was the Messiah sent by God to supply that need. But why would Jesus, tired, hungry, thirsty, at the end of a long day, make the effort to win someone like that for his kingdom? What could she ever do for the kingdom? Tell her friends? What friends? She had no one even to come out to the well with her. But Jesus' concern was not what she could do for him, but what he had come to do for her. Oh, then she went back into town and even talked with the people there. Were any of her former husbands in the group? Was her boyfriend one of the group? We aren't told. But she understood that they might not believe someone like her. So she asked them the question, "This couldn't be the Christ, could it?" And they went out to find out for themselves. Here was a woman ostracized and alone in her town, but the Lord used her to bring the people of that town to him for living water. And why would Jesus send his Spirit to call you and me into his kingdom? None of us has as much influence in this world as Cleisthenes, Pericles, Miltiades, Themistocles, or even Thucydides, who wrote about them all. A famous president once said that the world would little note nor long remember what he said. And which of us will ever be as remembered as is Abraham Lincoln? But such a Savior we have, who found us as nobodies and brought us water and his word, forgave us our sins, and can use us in his kingdom in ways that we would not even dream. What a beautiful Savior we have. Hymn 657.